Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And this is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And I am on InfoWars right now, InfoWars.com, Alex Jones' website. And there's a really funny cartoon. It's titled Supreme Court Declines to Hear the Election Challenge. And they've got three donkeys that's behind the Supreme Court bench. Then they got a picture of, this is a cartoon, of Justice Alito and Thomas. And then in the middle is four chickens. That's right. It's amazing how accurate memes could be. Okay, I'm going to go back to more news, only because I'm running out of time. Next article. Rand Paul says, Dems stole election using COVID as an excuse to change laws. Yeah, I think we've talked about that about 100 times, right? Next, Michigan Democrat Secretary of State Benson refuses to testify before legislative Oversight Committee. See, when you are afraid or you refuse or you're blackmailed or you're bribed or you're threatened to testify or to look at evidence, to look at facts, objective facts, to listen to whistleblowers who have signed affidavits, meaning that they're willing to go to prison if they lie. This is not America. This isn't America. This is a banana republic. There's no confidence in the system. Zero. You understand this number? Zero. Next, forensic audit reveals Dominion systems were designed to create systemic fraud. I think we've given hundreds of those examples. Next, fraud analysis counties that use Dominion machines shifted 2 to 3% of votes to Democrats. Next, forensic audit finds out that security log files were deleted from all Dominion machines to hide vote switching. Forensic audit finds. There's no evidence, though, folks. This is all Russian disinformation. It's a conspiracy theory. Next, Trump campaign attorney tells Senate committee over 42,000 people voted more than once in Nevada. And there's proof of this. Sorry. Russian disinformation. Sorry. Next, more on Dominion voting machines. They could easily duplicate votes and security threats were virtually ignored. This is what happens when you buy off the people at the top and sacrifice hundreds of millions of Americans' will of the people. And it's especially sad what they've done to the people in Georgia, Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in New Mexico, in Nevada, in Arizona. It's not just 4 to 6 states. It's probably 29 states had Dominion. This was a landslide, people. President Trump won in a landslide. America is now an official bona fide fraud thanks to the welfare system of today's government. We've gotten to the point where this government system just breeds and incentivizes and grooms and cultivates and rewards all these bought and paid for departments and big corporations for the purpose of their own personal gain and greed and corruption. And it creates cowards and seditious traitors who only are self-serving and want to feather their own nest. This is why we always have to beware of when they call somebody an expert or official authority. The word public servant is now associated with being a sellout. It's an official joke. And what's happening because of this is people are getting away with lies. They're redefining all words, all laws, and this just enables. See, remember when I talk about this, when you stop demanding protection, rights, and restitution under the rule of law for people who have been targeted and affected years ago, everything gets changed with precedence. This is why I say this stuff. And you're always, too many people, especially on the left, are falling for, oh, quality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity. It means nothing. I've given thousands of examples. This show has given thousands of examples on how the money and the opportunity is shifting from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. I've given thousands of these examples. So we're just enabling the big and the corrupt, using groups and people against each other for the gain of the elite. That's it. Nothing is ever vetted ever again. We live in a world of lies and plausible deniability and excuse behaviors based on what group you're in. Fraud, control, permanent caste systems, corrupt government and corporations, propaganda over truth, fake transparency, everything is going to be manufactured perception and hoaxes and fake and propaganda from here on out. Everything. Next article. Michigan attorney Matthew DePuno. Dominion CEO did not tell the truth about sealed and locked ballots machines in Antrim County. I saw the photo. It wasn't even close to that, people. And they could easily duplicate votes, and security threats were ignored. You know, there's a hero in there, Melissa Cordone. There's a bunch of people. She basically debunked all these lies by the CEO. All theater. See, when people go up in front of a microphone and they have certain expert official authority, that doesn't mean anything. Well, you can go up there and lie and not give proof or evidence when they're saying that they need proof and evidence from us, and we're giving proof and evidence, but nothing's happening. All right. Next. Zuckerberg paid for election judges. He purchased the drop boxes contrary to state law. Zuckerberg paid local officials who boarded up the windows to the counting room. Zuckerberg money purchased the machines, Dominion and others. People, if we did one-millionth of what these gazillionaires get away with, we would never see the light of day for the rest of our lives. Next, explosive information. What Dr. Coomer told the board is that Dominion voting does not go back for recertification of software when threats to their code are discovered. More truth to the big lie that was the most secure election in history. Remember that quote? What a bunch of crapola. Next, Senator Larkin. 42,000 people, we talked about this already, in Nevada voted more than once, 1,500 dead. 19,000 didn't live in Nevada. 8,000 voted for non-existent addresses. 15,000 registered to a commercial address and 4,000 non-citizens. Have there been any prosecutions yet, Senator? Answer, no. See, people, we're so corrupt. There is zero confidence in the system. President Trump won in the biggest landslide in presidential history. And yet all this evidence, all these facts, all these affidavits, all these videos, all these photos, all the math impossibilities, the people that matter in the lawyers and the judges in the courts don't want to see it because they're corrupt themselves, because they're hiding their own crimes, or they've been bribed and blackmailed. It's disgusting when you think of the million-plus combat soldiers who gave their life at young ages for this country. You people, you lawyers, you judges, and you courts, you're disgusting. You have zero respect. Zero. Next, COVID vaccines in Australia are testing positive for HIV. Imagine my shock. This is due to the HIV insert in the virus itself. Remember who worked on HIV for decades? That's right, Fauci. That's right. Connecting these dots, people? Next, a fraud analyst has found a curious phenomenon he calls the Dominion effect. I wonder if it's like the Kavanaugh effect. It's a 3% shift from Republican to Democrat in counties that used Dominion, which is 29 states. That's a lot of counties, people. Next, another loss for Newsom at San Diego restaurants can now open, given every opportunity the state has provided the court with no evidence to justify the closures the judge ruled. See, people, we need to start asking for proven double-blind results, proven tests about masks, it's been proven from what I'm reading, 1% of people in restaurants and bars are getting COVID. 1%. This is a fascist communist insurrection takeover, and small businesses is on the agenda. And we've talked about this agenda numerous times in great detail and specificity. I don't have time to go through it now, but we've done this. Next, here's what we found in Nevada. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. There's a reason why I'm saying this more than once. How come this is not null and void, people? This is a joke. A fifth grader couldn't come up with a better plan to steal this election. It's so obvious. Boy, they think you're stupid. Wow! Especially in Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota and New Mexico and Georgia and Nevada and Arizona. Boy, they think you're dumb. They're literally taking your voting rights away from you in broad daylight. Next, revolving door. Governor Brian Kemp's former chief of staff, Jared Thomas, left Secretary of State's office and became paid lobbyist for Dominion Voting Systems, helping it land a $107 million contract to run the Georgia elections. Can you connect these dots, folks? Federal lobbyist disclosure revealed that one of the Dominion Voting System's top lobbyists in Washington is Nancy Pelosi's.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, people. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm going to have to shortcutting my shortcuts again. Man, it's so hard to do because it's hard to not comment on some of these objective facts and evidence. It's amazing to me how the powers that be are purposely delegitimizing votes, polls, work, the rule of law, America. It's incredible to me on how people are putting up with this. We need everybody to stand up. Being an American is not a spectator sport right now, everybody. We all have to read, research, use objective facts, and stand up for the rule of law, because too many people sacrificed their life for our birthright and freedoms. I don't know if you heard the last thing before the break, because the music came in. Federal lobbyist disclosure records reveal that one of Dominion Voting System's top lobbyists in Washington is Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff, Nadeem El-Shami. Are you connecting the dots with the revolving doors, folks? Do you see how things are going? See how a lot of these people are related? Do you see how they pickpocket each other's pocket and move it into the next person's pocket? And they are the beneficiaries, and the people who are affected are we the people. Next, million people properly voted in the state of Wisconsin. More than 200,000 identified during this recent did not, or during this recount, pardon me. But those votes got counted still. Our statute says they should not have been. That means the law says they should not have been. That's 200,000 votes, people, that in our view is a taint on our election in Wisconsin. And this is said from attorney James Troupas. 5% of attorneys and judges are good. 95% are bought and paid for and blackmailed. That's the way I see it. Next, AMA rescinds previous statement that hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, used for the early treatment of COVID-19, people died that could have been saved by a cheap 60-year-old drug, which is ACQ, which has minimal side effects. And we're going to find out that ivermectin, remember we said this a few weeks ago, is going to be similar. This means that the powers that be who wanted to jab you with these so-called mRNA vaccines, which we've talked about, remember, they reprogram your cells, they compromise your immune system. People are calling them a bioweapon. Bill Gates admits mRNA vaccines are experimental, will change your DNA forever. And they're calling it safe and effective, even though there's a vaccine compensation program that's been paid out to vaccine injuries over $4 billion. You remember all this, right? So if indeed 300,000 people died of COVID-19, that means the AMA, the FDA, the World Health Organization, all these lettered organizations, all these acronyms, they should be sued. If the AMA has rescinded their previous statement about HCQ, they should be sued for 300,000 deaths. People should be in jail in these blue Democrat states who threw tens of thousands of people into infected nursing homes for the purpose of getting their numbers up. These people should be in jail, and these states should be sued, and including every... You have to remember, folks, hospitals get incentives for people being put on vents, for people being admitted as COVID-19. It's a joke. Next, historic and unparalleled. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico all had GOP electors cast votes for Donald Trump that preserves his right to remedy fraud with his own electors. Very important. People are seeing through the fraud. State legislatures, stand up.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is getting closer to a coronavirus relief package after months of negotiations with Democrat leaders. The multi-trillion dollar package would shore up the ailing finances of state and local governments. Dropped from the table is liability protection for businesses and other organizations. It provides $300 a week in federal unemployment assistance. The White House has focused urgent meetings of officials across multiple agencies to address a breach of U.S. government computer systems attributed to Russian hackers, according to an unidentified source. The Trump administration is holding daily discussions on the hack that included representatives of the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, and National Security Agency. Thursday Night Football will be live from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the Raiders host AFC West rival Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will review a case deciding whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student-athletes violate the nation's antitrust laws. Former University of Miami and New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma.
We had always felt that there was going to come a tipping point for the student-athletes to finally come together and say enough is enough.
The court will not hear the arguments in the case until after the new year, with an outcome expected by the end of June. The court's unusual expedition into sports law comes amid an increasing national battle between athletes and schools they play for. The NCAA says it's just trying to protect amateurism and to maintain basic competitiveness between schools. On the other side, players argue that top athlete teams are operating a system that acts as a classic restraint of trade in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. A former NHL hockey star now playing in the Czech Republic continues to do what he loves best. USA Radio News Dan Naraki tells us more.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates, 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban broadcasting from Northwest Montana. And I'm just going to go into more information, more quotes, more objective facts, more evidence. And I'm not going to get to a lot of stuff, but I'm just going to keep ripping out more information for you. Next, quote, look at this evidence. It's shocking. The signatures are nowhere near matching. They look like they were done completely by someone else. Only 2,000 plus signatures, a little over 2,000, were rejected out of over 1.3 million votes Georgia November election. How much evidence have we given just on this show regarding the election fraud in Georgia? And only 2,000 signatures, 2011 to be exact, were rejected out of 1.3 plus million. It's legal votes, people, not all votes. My goodness, wow. Wow, is America corrupt. Wow. Next, U.S. National Hospital Bed Utilization Update on 12/15 shows COVID-19 is not overwhelming. General inpatient or ICU bed capacities. Total hospital beds at 74% capacity. 15.9% of them with COVID patients. ICU beds at 63.9%. Don't listen to the propaganda, people. Do your own reading and research. Next. Study. Dominion machine shifted 2 to 3% of Trump votes to Biden. Far more votes than needed to sway the election, including Florida, Ohio, and Texas, and many other states were won by even greater margins than projected. This is not just a swing state phenomenon. And this study was from OAN, a very credible news network. Next, how error-laden these Dominion machines are. You'd expect maybe 5% or 1% on the high end. And the law states less than 1%, by the way. In Antrim County, Michigan, 68% of votes revealed error rates. 68%. In Nevada, it was 70%. America, this election is null and void. It's a scam. It's a sham. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. It metastasizes like a cancer. Next. Today we reveal our report painting a clear picture of a cabal of billionaires using their wealth to subvert, control, and fundamentally alter the electoral system itself. We must act now to prevent such privatized elections in the future, like Zuckerberg. Don't forget, in October, Facebook and Twitter blocked users from sharing the New York Post article exposed the truth of Hunter Biden. This is why 92% of Republican voters think the election was fixed. Well, listen, I'm not in that group. I'm not in that 92% of voters that think the election was fixed. Because I know the election was fixed. Because I've given evidence. I've given facts. I've read the whistleblowers. I've read the affidavits. I know the election was rigged. Next, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. A rhino out of Kentucky quashed two election integrity bills in July last year after receiving thousands in donations from Dominion lobbyists. People, can you connect the dots with these revolving doors and corruption? And from what I'm reading, McConnell's wife has a direct connection to Chairman Xi in China. People. In July, McConnell blocked these two bills that would provide $775 million to bolster election security, along with requiring a physical paper trail of every single ballot in the country. Wouldn't that have really helped, don't you think? And it would also mandate political candidates, their staff members, and their family to notify the FBI. I don't know if the FBI does any good because it's been proven they're bought and paid for, if any foreign government offered to assist them. And McConnell, why do you think he's urging Republicans right now not to object to a Biden electoral votes? Because he's bought and paid for. All this, all big money going against McConnell for the election, it was theater. He sold you out, America, especially Kentucky. You're sold out. Next, all mail ballots in Clark County were counted first by running them through a digital scanner. If the scanner cannot read the ballot or determine the voter's intent, the ballot is sent to the adjudication team. You remember that? So county officials can, if it's partisan, if they're bought and paid for, if they're blackmail people, 70% of the ballots were reviewed by quote-unquote election officials. That's right, air quotes. Next, the error rate scanning ballots in Antrim County, Michigan was 68%. Clark County, Nevada, 70% of the ballots. People, this is a fraud. It's a scam. This election is null and void. And did you hear about the video from Patrick Byrne? He's been on a lot of the alternative media. He was very brave to come forth. I haven't verified if this is true, but it's called Operation Snow Globe. He claims he was complicit in facilitating a bribe for Hillary Clinton in the amount of $18 million on behalf of the FBI in January of 2016. The bribe, which she accepted, by the way, was then going to be used by members of the Obama administration against Hillary after she was elected. That's code for Barack Obama had leverage on Hillary to control her from his basement. That's what Operation Snow. We are so corrupt, people. We should apologize for Russia. Everything's Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia disinformation. Russia this. Russia. We should apologize. I mean, this Russia doesn't even have a GDP of Texas, for crying out loud. It's China, China, China. Next, our government in Washington State is spending over $72 million on illegal aliens while the small businesses in Washington are going under. Well, look, they think you're stupid in Washington, too. Next, here's the forensic audit report of the Dominion voting machines in Michigan. In one county where 33% of the vote was switched electronically from President Trump to Biden. People, come on. It's getting to the point where it's absolutely being ridiculous. Isn't a good article, and man, I got so much, so little time. It's titled An Inconvenient Truth About COVID-19 Conspiracy by Chris Black. And he's talking about, well, people are dying, but people are dying from other things too. Because remember the study from John Hopkins? There's no increase in death rates. But keep in mind, flu doesn't exist anymore. Nothing exists anymore. Pneumonia doesn't exist anymore. It's all thrown into the COVID-19, and the hospitals are not overwhelming. He gives a statistic here where 80 to 95 capacity is normal, especially for this time of year. Remember all the tents in New York City and all the ships that were created? Hardly anybody showed up. PCR tests are between 93 to 97% inaccurate and give false positives. I'm not going to have time to go through all this. Next article, Michigan witness Melissa Corona. She's a hero, people, with the other thousands of other heroes that have come forth and basically said that Dominion CEO, this John Poulos guy, lied to the Michigan Senate, and she has the proof. And she goes through all this stuff. Oh, there's so much. There's so much. I don't have the time, but there's so much information here. You need to read that article. Next article, it's unbelievable that they were saying, Dominion, the CEO, was saying at the Michigan hearing that he's never used SolarWinds. We talked about this several times. And it's you're going to laugh. They didn't even remove the SolarWinds logo from their website regarding its source code. It's on there. You can't get more stupid and more of a liar than that. So all these forensic Dominion voting system forensic audits, it's concluding that these machines were deliberately designed to alter votes through artificially high error rates and manual adjudication, quote-unquote, Nevada. I mean, this is a joke. Mitch McConnell is going full rhino on regarding everything from Dominion to the fake election. I mean, come on, people. 200,000 votes in Wisconsin that should be thrown out. There's so many facts. I can't even discuss them all. I just don't have the time. So I'm going to go to more news and information in my last few minutes I have left. And I'm going to whip out as much as I can. I'm going to try to hold back for comments. Next, Ontario health official, hot microphone. Quote, I just say whatever they write down for me. Unquote. People, it has nothing to do with what expert you are, official authority you are. It means nothing. It all depends on are they paid off and are they blackmailed. That is it. Because nothing matters. Nothing is real. Nothing's authentic. There is no confidence in this system. It's for the Great Reset. It's for the management, the control, and the power and the money addictions of the elite towards the people. And the World Economic Forum, you remember them. They want you to eat bugs and eat weeds. You remember those. Remember Schwab? I did an article on that a few days ago. Remember that? Well, they want government, the central banks, and big corporations to help vaccinate the world. That's right. With nanotechnology, where there's a 90% effective rate for a 99.7% recovery rate. Do the math, people. I'll be right back with the last segment after this break. Thank you for being here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody. Last segment. Appreciate you being here. Boy, the time goes fast, and I cannot get enough information out, so I'm just going to rip as much as I can out before the end of the show. We really appreciate you being here. We hope you take this information, verify it, read and research, think for yourself, shut off your television, and we all need to be Americans right now. Silent majority, no more. Next. Pentagon orders emergency shutdown of classified network. This has never happened before. This could be because of the blackout. This could be because of the SolarWinds hacking. You know, there's so much corruption at the top, you just can't even trust any information that comes from government anymore. Next, OC Sheriff. I think it's Colorado. I read all these articles, and I can't remember because I had so many prepared for the show, but the sheriff refused to release 1,800 dangerous inmates, including murderers and child molesters, after judge's order. See, we need courage. You need to find out who the sheriff is, and if I had more time, I apologize, sheriff, if you're listening. Your name should be mentioned. You're a hero. It has nothing to do with judge's orders. Has everything to do with vetting the right people to be out in society. That's what it's about. Next, study: vaccinated children significantly less healthy than unvaccinated children. I think everybody knows that. Next, former Overstock CEO: the Chinese are using COVID-19 to take us out. Plenty of evidence on that. Next, featured nurses say, just say no to COVID shot. Next, 87,000 nurses refused COVID vaccines in the Netherlands. And again, people, as my disclaimer, I try and say every show, these are all published articles in the public domain. I do not make up any of this. Next, Bill Gates denies ever talking about digital vaccine passports, but yet there's video proof that he did. You can't make this stuff up. You know, Bill Gates, the guy who's talking about how we need major depopulation to occur. You know, the big proponent of vaccines, that guy. Yeah. Next, a record 61% of restaurants, 35% of small businesses can't pay December rent. This is what happens when you lock down the economy and stop commerce. Next, science and tech Fauci wants you to cancel Christmas. That's right. This guy Fauci wants you to accept censor vaccine information. No, they want to censor the truth. They want to censor the agenda that we talked about many, many times. Depopulation, free speech, forced vaccines, forced lockdowns, destroying your immune system with 5G towers, forced austerity, crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, getting rid of cash, stopping patriotism and peaceful assembly. You know, that agenda. Next, 40% of COVID deaths in Grand County have a comorbidity of gunshot wounds. This is in Colorado. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I would make a joke about this, but I shouldn't make a joke about people getting shot. Next, Rhode Island government caught at wine event days after telling the citizens to stay at home. How many hundreds, the Pelosi's, the Gavin Newsom's, the Denver mayors, how many hundreds of reports have we given on this show regarding hypocrisy and double standards? You can tell they're really concerned about COVID, folks. Really concerned. Next. Featured fake shot. Local news airs a healthcare worker receiving an empty vaccination. The syringe was pushed forward. It was all fake, and I read this, and I can't remember what state it was from. I can't, pardon me, but it's all phony. Everything is an act. It's all theater. All of it. Next, Texas and 9 other states joined the Justice Department and sue Google. Now, I want to remind people, I admit this is a virus. But it's 1% virus, 99% agenda to destroy the will of the people and make us submissive, to ruin our joy, ruin our life, ruin our future. Next, when two-year-olds are thrown off of airplanes, you know America has changed. Yeah, it's called authoritarian communist insurrection tyranny. Dictatorships. Next, Gorka says Bill Barr isn't deep state, he's simply a coward. Absolutely. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law is directly connected to Xi and ties bank to China. FBI, CISA, Office of DNI release statement are pursuing significant cybersecurity incident with SolarWinds Orion products. Next. Hunter Biden, James Biden, former top DOJ leaders and a China billionaire, held a last-minute meeting in 2017 with New York Governor Cuomo. What's going on there, folks? Treason, sedition, espionage? We appreciate you being here. Everybody have a great Thursday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.